Right, okay, so we're saying is according to Ravashi, so if you shoot a guy who has a medicine, so as long as there's if he has medicine, if he's holding it, or if it's the medicine isn't available in the store, so that's not a ma'aser tzicha. Okay, because we said the idea is it's inflicting an incurable wound. That's the ma'aser tzicha. So if you shoot a guy and you give him a curable wound, that's not a ma'aser tzicha. So that's Rashi's definition. It's not just shooting a guy who's unprotected, or the gavra is unprotected, but it's creating an incurable wound. Uncurable wound, whether the wound is curable or not, takes into account all the options that he has to be able to cure it or not. If there's no option of curing it, then it's an action of creating an incurable wound. If there are options of curing it, then it's not an incurable wound. Okay, fine. So that goes by is there medicine available in the store within, I guess, within the amount of time that it would take to cure it? Okay. So the question, though, is let's say you shoot a guy, and at the time where you shoot him, there's no medicine available. Okay, at the time you shoot him, there's no medicine available. But subsequent to the shot, medicine becomes available. They get it in a shipment. And then the guy doesn't use it. Okay, he doesn't use it. He doesn't get the medicine. He doesn't use the medicine. So then the question is, are you chayev? Because now he dies. So do you say that, look, the medicine is available? Medicine's available, so now it's not chayiv anymore. Okay, the medicine's available. Or do you say, no, at the time that you did the action, there was makas mavas. By the time that you shot the guy, it was uncurable. Now, afterwards, it's very nice, but bottom line, it's too late. And the guy died, so I did the ma'aser tzicha. Right? Exactly. So, yeah. Right. That's the question. Okay, so I guess before we get to the answer, which is a funny answer, maybe we should just try to define the chakira. Okay, I mean, there's a problem with the answer, but I think let's go slower here. Like this. How about this? That there's two ways what we could have meant when we were talking about a Rashi. Okay? So you could say like this. There's such a thing called an incurable wound. Okay? The isser is to inflict an incurable wound. Like, let's call that a certain type of a chafza. An incurable wound. Okay, now what does that mean, an incurable wound? So it means, is it able to be cured or is it not able to be cured? Now what does that mean? That means within the next 24 hours, or however long it takes, it will have a cure. Right? There's something in the next 24 hours which will be able to get rid of it. Right? Now, so you want to know, is a wound curable or is it incurable? I don't know, we have to see what happens. Right? I mean, there's no way to say. I mean, sometimes you can know right away that something is clearly curable. Sometimes you know something is clearly incurable. Sometimes, I don't know, I have to go looking out to see if I can find the medicine or not. I mean, it's if you want to talk about a wound and identify it as curable or as incurable, that oftentimes depends upon the future and depends upon the circumstances which emerge. So the chafetz, the identity of the wound of being curable or incurable, is dependent upon factors which may not be determinable at the moment. And you may have to look into the future or wait for the future to see whether it's curable or incurable. And it will turn out, if after 24 hours there was nothing available, it turns out that it was an incurable wound. Something becomes available, it turns out it was curable. That's just the nature of the phenomenon of a wound, which takes time. The cure takes time. And you start running, the clock is ticking, you start running, and then you see whether it's curable or not.
Is it really over 24 hours later, though? Because let's say you find out there was something, you just no one thought of it.
But then that's not curable. I mean, I'm not saying it's like theoretically it's curable. I mean, it is the framework of man. Framework of man, that's not curable. Someone could have thought of it. I mean, yeah, like you could have had some sort of...
I don't
of,
mean a new chiddush, like it's just...
I don't know. I'm just saying it's like curable means within the reality which exists vis-a-vis this wound. So if there's no...
Had you gotten this thing to the guy...
But you couldn't have. You couldn't have gotten
it.
You could
have. It didn't happen, but it certainly could have. So wouldn't that be relevant to considering whether this is or is not a curable...
I don't know. Could have is like fantasy land. Could have. I mean, it certainly could have. It couldn't have. I mean, it didn't. Why could it have? Unless he had the thing in his hand, then he just didn't take it. But I mean, if there was nothing, there was no access to it, no availability of the thing, and it just... Someone could have decided to make it available, but that's not the reality. I mean, why is that any different than we could have thought of a discovery years in advance? I mean, that just wasn't...
Not vis-a-vis him. Okay.
Didn't exist vis-a-vis him. Existed in some other country. It existed in some other house and some other whatever, but it had nothing to do with the wound. In the wound, that's taken into account that which the wound has access to. And we don't know what it has access to until we see what happens, until the guy makes his effort or whatever. But it could turn out, if you want to define the thing, is it curable or is it not, oftentimes that depends upon looking around. We don't know. Is the disease curable? Like, a guy gets a disease. Is it curable? The doctors will oftentimes say, I don't know. We're not sure. We have to see. We have to see. Turns out, when you say the disease is incurable, what does that mean? It means it's impossible to ever have a... I mean, they can never say that, but there is such a term called incurable. It means based upon our knowledge of whatever. It doesn't mean in theory there's no such thing, but it's a functional term. So far as the disease is concerned, sometimes it is and it isn't. Sometimes it depends. So if you say is, that the according to Rashi, the Isser is... I'm sorry, the Maaser Tzicha is inflicting an incurable wound, so that automatically says, whoa, let's see what happens here. That's because the definition of an incurable wound is something which projects towards the future and it's open-ended. And you have to see. And if it turns out you find the medicine, turns out it was a curable wound. Right? And then if the guy doesn't use it, so that's not your problem. I mean, you basically inflicted a curable wound. The medicine became available. The guy didn't use it. That's his problem. So that's it. If you look at it, that the Maaser Tzicha is creating a chafza, so to speak, of an incurable wound. Okay, the chafza of an incurable wound is an open-ended identity, that a type of an identity. Okay, but that's one way to look at it. The Maaser Tzicha is creating. It's an effective action of creating a certain type of a chafza. But there's another way to look at it, which is very subtly different, but I think it is different. Okay? And that is, it's a maisa of creating an incurable wound. Okay? Okay, which means it's an action. It's not really bringing about a chafta. It's a different class of a... Like, again, that it's a different class, it's a different category of thought, of an idea. One idea is it's an effect, bringing about an effect. The other thing is, it's an action, but the character of the action is inflicting an incurable wound. That's the two sides, right? It's an ibaya. That's the other side. Okay. So then there's it's packed into the action. So it doesn't mean, you know, since it's the character of the action, so the character of the action has to be in the action. So it could take into account everything which is available in the purview of the action. Okay, and anything which is on the scene, okay, even the extended scene. But it's since it's a character of an action, it has to be the definition of the action at the time of the action. The action is right now. What's its character? You can't say its character. The character of this action and this performance doesn't change later. So if you say that the Ritzicha is creating an entity called an incurable wound, so then you have to look into the nature of that entity, and that entity is up in the air. So that's the thing, and the Maaser Tzicha is simply it's an effective, it's a creative, it's an effective action, bringing about that entity, and then you get thrown into the ballpark of what is the nature of that entity. That depends on the future. But if you say that it's not it's an action, but there's an action of inflicting of a certain type of an attack, is attacking him an incurable wound or attacking a curable wound, putting a poison, no cure out there, putting a poison with a cure out there. It's a different action. So then you do is you measure the action by the available evidence, available knowledge, available stuff, medicines at the time of the thing. So putting something on him which has no known cure is giving him an incurable wound. The fact that a cure may emerge tomorrow, the character of the action, as Rashi says, it's a makas mavas. The nature of the maka, of the hitting him, is a makas mavas. The maisa is a maisa of an incurable wound. But it doesn't mean that the wound is intrinsically incurable. It means the wound as a component of the maisa, it's like relative to them. It's not the wound. The wound, like as a substance, is curable. It's dependent on the future. But the wound as a component of the maisa only is limited to the wound from the purview of the maisa, and that which is possible in the framework of the maisa. So something which is unknowable and some future thing which could only be revealed based on some unknown future thing, that can't register in the character of the maisa. But that's if you look at it as like a character of an action. If you look at the action as an effective, as a creative, as a bring a result action, a result-oriented, goal-oriented action, the action is bringing about chafza acts. Something whose identity is uncurable wound, so then you have to say, well, you have to look into the nature of uncurable wound. Uncurable wound is something which depends upon the future. That's by its very nature. You can't define a wound as curable or uncurable. Right now, that's not the nature of a wound. The wound is a living, breathing entity which lasts for a certain amount of time. So you can't just close your eyes to that. But the Maisa, if it's all the Maisa, it becomes telescoped into the action itself. It's like if you define it according to the action side, it's like you're defining the action by its projected effect. Right, so that's the way you define the action, by its projected effect. It's projected to incur to be an uncurable wound. So that's the way you define the action, by its projected effect. So now the Gemara answers. The Gemara answers that, funny answer. Okay, this is a good question. We don't know, right? Do you kill the guy? Do you not kill the guy? This case can happen, right? You shoot him. There's no known medicine out there. Turns out a medicine becomes available, and the guy doesn't use it. So what do? You kill him or not? So the Gemara answers, "Hare yotza mi bezdin zakai." You came out of the bezdin innocent. So with a merit. So it says, Rashi says, since before he had the Gemara Din, before he sat in judgment, they found him as a chus, they found him a merit, so we shouldn't be mechayef him. Okay, we shouldn't make him judge him guilty. So the question is, what kind of answer is that? And he asked a good straight question. What's the definition, Rashi? What's the definition? Definition A or definition B? Definition A is the Maisa of Ritzicha. This is a Maisa of Ritzicha. The Maisa and the Maisa is Maisa of Ritzicha. So if that's the choice, if that's what Rashi meant, then what do you mean? Well, since we found a good reason before he was in judgment, therefore we shouldn't be Mechayev. Why not? What kind of a...
Rashi says this, or this is what...
No, I mean, well, they're answering, they're asking questions according to Rashi, and there's like more answers. So I'm just saying is like, if you're saying is that Rav Ashi held that it's the effective action, turns out it really wasn't Ritzicha. And if you're gonna tell me he held that it was the Maisa, so then it was that Maisa. So then why are you letting it, then there's no Zechos? What's the Zechos? So what's the whole answer? I mean, the whole answer is hard to understand. It's a good question. Let me just ask you a Pshat question. He says, since we found a Zechos before he was Omid Bedin, before he sat in judgment, so therefore we're not going to mechayef him. So let's say, though, you already passed judgment on him. Let's say you already get judged Chayv Mesa. And then, right before you kill him, you find this thing. So does he mean that then you wouldn't? Then you would kill him? Right? I mean, it's a mistake. If it's a mistake, it's a mistake. I mean, if you find this list, it's a mistake, it's a mistake. I mean, yeah, you pull him back. Pshat, it sounds like it's saying is, it's a good question. But even if you want to tell me the side that it is Maaser Tzicha, still we're going to let him off. That's what it sounds like it's saying. Because otherwise, right, I mean, otherwise you have a question. So suffix, say the first lachel or something. You know, take a, sounds like it's saying is like, either way. It's a nice theoretical question, but I don't really care. I'm not going to answer your question because even on the side which you think should really make him chayev, he's still going to be off the hook. So therefore, forget the question. I refuse to get into your question. I'm just telling you the guy's off the hook anyways. That's pshat what it sounds like.
Yeah.
And our job is to figure out what's the way to get him off the hook. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's like this. Is that in terms of, imagine you're the guy. Imagine you're the case. You're the guy. You're the shooter. And you shoot this guy. And basically, you're a terrible guy. And then you do tshuva, whatever it is. And now the guy has the medicine. Medicine becomes available. Again, at the time I did it, there was no medicine. It becomes available. The guy has the medicine. And he just decides not to take it. He just says, I don't care. I'm not going to take it. Or I don't want to have to walk all the way there. Whatever. And the guy ends up dying. So now you're brought up on the thing. You say, it's ridiculous. I'm not going to be a chayev misa for this guy. I mean, he could have, he really could have lived. So who's the cause of the guy's death? Really him. He's really the cause of the guy's death. Now, technically speaking, I did a maisa ritzicha, and the maisa ritzicha was realized. So it's true. I mean, according to that svara, technically speaking, it's true. But, and maybe like this. I mean, tell me what you think, but in terms of Shvichas Damim, could you really say that I spilled his blood? Like, remember we talked about like those two frameworks? There's like the Shofich Damim, and then like the human murder, all that, and then there's the Maisa Ritzicha. And we had cases, many cases, where you're a Shofich Damim, but you didn't do a Maisa Ritzicha, like a grandma. You tie him up, whatever. Right? You did the Shvichas Damim, you know, you're a Shofich Damim, you're a bad guy, God will get you, but you didn't do the Maisa Ritzicha. Because Maaser Tzicha is a very specific thing. Here it's almost like the opposite. It's like you did a Maaser Tzicha, but you're not really a Shofech Damim. Mm-hmm. Because he basically, in the world of Shevach Dam, doesn't go by the abstract halachic reality, it just goes by the human reality of spilling blood. Now, you didn't really spill his blood, you did an action which is blood, you got fortunate, you got lucky, and the guy was basically saved. Now, the guy decided to not use it, so he spilled his own blood. He's like, commit suicide, right? Now, halachically, in terms of the technical ma'isa, you did a ma'isa ritzicha. It was defined at the time of the ma'isa, and it ended up being realized. So halachically, in the technical framework, you still have to say, did a ma'isa ritzicha. But come on, the guy is not really shevach damim. He's his own shevach damim. It's not my fault. I mean, I didn't really even do shevach damim. So it's saying, yes, so what? But bottom line is, did a ma'isa ritzicha. So it could be that the halacha is, yatsam ben zakai is a halacha of itzilo eda, which is that you really try to get a guy off. And that's a general principle. When a bezin judges a guy in death cases, we don't really want to kill people. That's the premise. And you always try to get guys off. Okay, you try to find sides, any side you could find to get the guy off. And he's a chus. Now, of course, you can't just say, well, we don't want to kill him. I mean, you have to really find this chus. But if you get an argument, a good argument to get the guy off, then you get the guy off. Okay, that's, you have to go through sigis, but that's a phenomenon. That's a mitzvah to try to find this chas. So it could be it's saying is that this is a legitimate chas. Even if technically, because the idea is the concept is that the ma'aser tzicha is really the halachification of the underlying reality of the shvichas shavich damim. So now it's going to turn out you have the halachic shell of the thing, but you're lacking the underlying reality of the thing. So Bezin's not going to kill that guy. We're not going to kill a guy who's really not a shavich damim. In his core, he's really not the shevach dam who the Torah is targeting. Now, it's true, the way it targets it is through ma'aser tzicha, and it turns out he gets the ma'aser tzicha without the core. So look, in terms technically, they do ma'aser tzicha, yeah. But in terms of Bezin killing him, we're not going to kill a guy who's not a shevach dam. That's not, so as we, God wouldn't kill him, he's not a shevach dam, so that's his chus. Mm-hmm. His chus is that he's not a shevach dam, the other guy was not a shevach dam, and we're not going to kill him. So that's Bezin Zaka. In terms of, we can't pronounce the Gemara Din on this guy, that's, you know. Now, I'm wondering, I'm not sure about this, but it sounds from Rashi is, look, if you already passed judgment and you already gave the Gemara Din Lamisa, technically, you would kill him. It's like, it's in your process of the Din, so you don't, you have to look into the sugya. I'm not really sure how it works about pulling a guy back. But it's not like you made a mistake in judgment. See, if you actually...
Right.
Cast judgment and said Chayiv Misa, then he is Chayiv Misa, technically. And technically, once you have the Gemara Din, we're not going to back off of it. Because we back off if it's a mistake, but it's not really a mistake. But it's just saying is that in a process of Din, it's a mitzvah to find a Zechus. And this is a sufficient Zechus. The fact that he's not really a Shevach Damim is a sufficient Zechus to be able to get the guy off the hook, to not kill him. It's amazing that you can have this opposite case, you know? It's like, I didn't realize this at first, but it's like you'd think... It's always the one we've always had the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, here's a case, so it just turns out that it's backwards.
Yep.
Right, it's backwards. I'm wondering. I think I know the answer, but let me just throw it out to you guys. Like, let's say it was the case where someone else did it. Like, in all these other cases. In all these other cases. Let's say someone else spilled the medicine out. Not that he. Or he basically found the medicine and then someone else poured it on the ground. Some other guy. Just gorim him to die. So then what?
That guy would be the
Shevach Damim.
Right, but he's lacking a Ma'aser Ritzicha.
Right, so would I get killed?
No.
Same thing, you mean?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Because you're still...
Right, so it's not. It doesn't matter as whether it was him or someone else. So in all these other cases where the other guy pulls the thing away and all that, even if the Havmina were right, it could be... You would have had a, you know, like the Gemara, we've been doing
this
all these cases.
This is the previous cases.
Yeah, right. But the previous cases were basically where you pull the ladder out, it was saying is even halachically it's not a ma'aser tzicha. You know what I mean? So therefore you don't come on to it. But even if it were, it turns out it could be you'd get the guy off anyways, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like Gemara was showing is where the extent to where it's halachically not a ma'aser tzicha. Now you get to a case where even according to Rav Ashi, even if this case is halachically a ma'aser tzicha, the Gemara is saying is it's still going to be off the hook because he's not a shevach damim.
Pretty cool.
The Gemara ends up saying is we're not really defining getting down to Rashi, but it's not a practical question. So just to stop declaring a theoretical chiyakhira on Rashi, it doesn't make any difference. Gemara doesn't do that. So it's like, it's best as Zaka, that's it. So what's the Rashi's for? I don't know. It doesn't matter. There are two ways to formulate it, it's the same thing. There's no nafkamina, so it's not, think about something else. That's the Gemara. I mean, that's what Gemara says, that Hariyotam has a Zakai, and that's it. It's almost like it's like a, that according to the side of Rashi, it says it goes by the Maisa. It's like the limitations of the halachic system are that it has to take into account the Maisa, and it can't look beyond the, you know, to what happens afterwards in terms of the wound. So it's true, it's limitations of the Maisa, and that's the way we're going to define it. But that's not going to end up killing a guy. You're not going to kill a guy. I mean, that usually the limitations of the Maisa get the guy off, because you can only kill a guy if it has a real tzuras of Maisa. But it's not, you're not going to acquit the guy, and Beis Din is not going to kill a guy where the halachic system, because of a quirk in the halachic system, it turns out we can't get the guy off, you know, in this Maisa Ratzicha, but he really isn't a Shevet Dama. Saying is that's already is Chas. Yeah, I mean, it does sound that way in Rashi, that if he really already did the Gemara Din, then that would have been it. And the reason why is, even though normally you pull a guy back, that's where you could really show a mistake. Mm-hmm. But this is not really a mistake. So once the Gemara Din is passed, that's when it is passed, and you kill him, there's nothing wrong with killing him. It's just that since where the mitzvah is for us to find Zchus, and you know, to save the guy, that's part of the
mitzvah. Only applies until the Gemara Din.
Well, that's a little tricky. That's why I'm not so sure about it, because the mitzvah does apply even afterwards, I think.
Wow.
I mean, but that's if you find the mistake.
Still
normally, the chuyos are that there's some sort of a mistake or some sort of real argument. This is like a different kind of zchus. So, I mean, there's really a sugya. I mean, we're kind of jumping in on a sugya of finding zchus for the guy and when how you find out. The tiloi does his own sugya. You know, there's all different parameters like that. So, I'm kind of leaving it. Just, I'm just deducing from what Rashi sounds like he's saying. I mean, Rashi sounds that way. He says, since, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe he'll say it's lav dafka. I don't want to be that committal on that. Zechus is not a halachic address, but the idea is it's a zechus in the framework of the gavra of Beis Din, who's involved in killing a guy. This is a zechus. We're not going to kill that kind of a guy. So they're looking for a way out to not kill a guy. And this is a good argument that, what do you mean we're going to kill a guy? It's not like Beis Din has to kill a guy when he has a technical halach. It's Beis Din looking to get a guy, off. And as long as you have a good halachic formula, you know. I mean, there is an idea. Shichas Damim does have a, like, there is a halachic reality. It's a halachic shame. It's just not, it's not actionable by Beis Din, you know? But here, it's the Shechi of Misa, the Maaser Tzicha, without that shame. And I don't think we said that Shichas Damim isn't halachic. It's halachic, it's just not actionable. Yeah, Beis Din doesn't kill. God kills for being Shichas Damim. But, I forgot if they're Nafminas, but I think there were. Maybe in the abortion, they were high. I mean, I think they're. Yeah, I forgot. I forgot if they were there enough units, but I think they were. And it's Shulch Damim. It's an action, Shulch Damim. I mean, it's what almost brings it down in the halacha. I mean, it doesn't seem to be just philosophical. It seems like a halachic thing. Shem v'rotzeach. Maybe it can't be their halachas. Like, let's say v'rotzeach can't do avodah in the Beis Mikdash. Maybe it would apply by him also. I mean, Shulch Damim. The halachas. Presumably the halachas are Shulch Damim.